Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Welcome to Underground Philly. I know it's been a while since we posted an episode, but we're back now, and we are here to preview a big game, a huge game, the opening game of the season for the Philadelphia Union, and they are going to be facing off against the Portland Timbers tonight at 9:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess the real question on everybody's mind is really how will the Union play? Portland played 7 matches in their preseason, and they were very public matches. They won all their games. Well, they didn't win. They went undefeated. They outscored opponents 11-3, which is good news for Portland because they didn't score much last season. And more importantly for their fans, at least, is they got to see their players play. Unless you went down to training camp or you went down to South America to watch their preseason games, I mean, there really wasn't much for Philadelphia Union fans to see from their team. We have a lot of new signings. We lost a lot of key players, and we have a lot of players who saw significant time on the field last year, but weren't necessarily maybe as important as they are now. I mean, you have Danny Mwanga, who's basically the oldest striker that you have now, who has a lot of attacking experience in the MLS. Roger Torres, who, you know, we let go Sebastian Letou, basically, to pick up enough money to sign Roger Torres. And I like Roger Torres, but we're going to have to see a lot more out of him this year than we did last year to make it worth losing Sebastian Letou to keep him. And when you look at the starting lineups, I mean, you see a lot of names that really are new for the Union. McMath is going to be in goal. Say goodbye to Mondragon. Porfirio Lopez is going to be starting on the back line, which is nice. Gabriel Gomez is in the midfield with Brian Carroll. Freddie Adu is in there. Michael Farfan. Danny Mwanga up front. And Leonard Pajoy. I mean, it's a lot of new names, and you're missing a lot of, well, two really big fan favorites. I mean, you're missing Letou, and you're missing Mondragon. And they're big names to be missing. Everybody really liked those guys. I would say that Sebastian Letou basically typifies exactly what Philadelphia looks for in terms of a player. He was a hard worker. You know, he wanted to sign here. He liked staying here. He played every minute of every game last season. He just worked his butt off, and he won. You can't argue that without Sebastian Letou, the Philadelphia Union, they would have been terrible last season. I mean, Sebastian Letou, especially in the second half of the season, was practically unstoppable when it came to scoring. And the rest of the team was very easy to stop. And that's a big deal for the Union and a big worry, because the last thing you want is another season where if Letou doesn't score, we don't have any threats. Because now Letou is gone. So somebody is going to have to step up and start scoring, whether or not that's a new acquisition, if it's going to be Danny Mwanga, if maybe Jack McInerney is going to stamp his name on the team and in substitution play, if he's really going to try to, you know, earn some starting time. I don't know who it's going to be. Freddie Adu really has a lot to live up to as well. I mean, he was a big deal, big name signing last season, and he really didn't play, I don't think, all that well. And right now, that's what you're going to need from the Union. You're going to need, you know, strikers to score, and you're going to need a dude to set them up. And I don't want to hear about how much he likes to play in Europe with the Spanish sides, and I don't want to hear about a nagging injury. He just has to step up and score. And it's the same thing with Torres. I don't care if they're the ones who score the goals. I don't care if they're the ones who set up the assists. But we are going to need a lot of production out of those two this season, especially with what we spent on them. Because if we don't have that, then the Union offense is going to be pathetic. And no matter how good our back line is, it's not going to be enough for us to advance in the MLS playoffs. I mean, we already saw last season that, you know, at home and on the road, when we have a good defense and an offense that relies on just one guy to score, we can't win in the MLS playoffs. We didn't win either game against Houston. And as much as you would like to think that this team is going to be different, we really don't know, because we really didn't see much in the offseason. Pretty much the only video I saw was the video of the fight, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen. And if you didn't hear about it, there was a fight, and the opposing team, I can't recall who it was now, released the video. So maybe a little bit of a skewed perspective in terms of the editing, but still, at least the guys are going to bat for each other. I guess that's a good thing. But I don't want to be known as a team that got in a fight in preseason and can't score because they let go of their leading scorer. So what we need to see from them tonight in Portland is offensive possession and offensive attack. The defense, I have faith in McMath. He performed admirably last year in net, and I think he'll do the same thing again this season. And the back line, I mean, I just think the back line has gotten stronger as opposed to how good it was last year. I think with the additions we picked up this year, I think the back line is going to be very good. So what we need to see this season is an improved attack and an improved midfield. And if we have that, then I see no reason why we couldn't make a deep run in the MLS playoffs. But it all starts tonight at Portland, and that's going to be the big thing. How will they play away? They stunk last season on the West Coast, and now is the perfect time for them to change that. So I'm really looking forward to tonight's game. It'll be nice to be able to see them play again. Haven't seen them in a while. And I just hope that they can, you know, live up to the expectations that they set for themselves last season when they excelled. They were fighting for the top of the Eastern Conference the whole season. And I'd really like to see them do well. So I hope you all enjoy the game tonight, and tune in next time.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.